It's Dotson Adebayo on Sunday. Phone in with your thoughts and comments on the conversations London will be having in the morning. 0207 224 2000 is my number. 0207 224 2000. Pick up the phone and give me a call. You can text me on 07786 200 949. That's 0207 200 949. Come, let's have some of those conversations we'll be discussing in the morning. Tonight, bringing up a disabled baby. The parents of one beautiful boy, I've just met him outside, and we'll hear about their fight to help their child. 0207 224 2000. Pick up the phone, give me a call. If you've got experience of living with a disabled child, how has your life changed? 0207 224 2000. Also tonight, blackout in Albert Square. Did you see the all-black episode of EastEnders? Did you like it? Or does Wolford not accurately reflect the capital's diversity? Why did I pause when I said, did you like it? It's all about your thoughts, not about mine. 0207 224 2000. And don't assume you know what I'm thinking, yeah? 0207 224 2000. We can talk about it, though, if you want. Pick up the phone, give me a call. The most memorable black resident of Albert Square will be giving me her thoughts on where the soap should go from here. But I want to know your thoughts, too. So 0207 224 2000. Also tonight, Dwayne Chambers, the most controversial athlete in the country, will grab the headlines when he pulls on a Great Britain shirt in Turin next weekend. But what about the other athletes who did no wrong and don't kick up a fuss? In work, at school, in life, does he who shouts the loudest always get the glory? And is that fair? What's your experience? 0207 224 2000. Pick up the phone and give me a call. Tell me all about it. And also, are they having a laugh? We'll speak to the promoter who's decided to open up a comedy night in the middle of a recession. They're having a laugh, aren't they? Surely. 0207 224 2000. Do you think you'll be laughing with them? Is it a good idea? 0207 224 2000. Dotson Adebayo on Sunday on BBC London 94.9.
You're listening to Dotson Adebayo. Call 020 722 4200.
O207-224-2000. Pick up the phone, give me a call, let's talk. Now, the parents of a three-year-old boy have stepped up their campaign to raise £40,000 to buy state-of-the-art prosthetic limbs for their son. Harvey Parry suffered from meningitis septicemia when he was just 15 months old. It severely attacked his body, but in the struggle to save his life, doctors had to amputate his legs above his knees and part of his right arm. Now, as you can imagine, it left the family devastated. But that was only the beginning of their heartache. They discovered that the NHS has prosthetic limbs for adults and older kids, but not children Harvey's age. So his parents have to buy them privately, and they're extremely expensive. So began the family campaign to raise the money themselves. Carol is with me, Carol Parry, and we'll be joined in a moment by Jonathan Parry. First of all, take us back, Carol. Tell us about the moment you realised that your lives would change forever.
I think I realised that as soon as I saw my son's legs starting to go black and they were turning gangrene. Basically, Harvey caught this disease. It's called meningitis, meningococcal septicemia, and it attacks the body. And basically, my son lost both his legs above the knees and his right hand fingers. And the NHS supplied my son with 8 different sets of legs, but none of them actually fitted. They were either one too big, too short, too heavy, uncomfortable, they kept falling off. They just didn't work. So we decided that we would try and find somewhere in the world where we could get him a set of legs that were comfortable and that could work and work like our legs so that he could have a life, because he's only 3 years old. So we found this place in New York called A Step Ahead. Online prosthetics.
Right, yeah.
And we've been standing on the streets. We raised £40,000 last year. In June, we took Harvey to New York and bought him those legs. But now he's outgrown them, and we've got to find the money to replace them. We've been out on the streets every single day. We also had to raise the money to take Harvey back for physiotherapy, because once you go private, you don't get any physiotherapy or occupational therapy.
So it's quite a lot of money that you've had to raise, yeah, as it were, over the last few weeks. And I know that you were out even yesterday trying to raise money as well.
I was out today too, yes.
Today as well?
Yes.
And you raised, am I right in saying that you raised £1,300 yesterday?
We raised £1,492 yesterday on the streets of Camden. If anybody who's living in Camden Hall saw us in Camden yesterday, thank you very much. And today we raised £749 in Camden again.
Incredible, the generosity of people, first
yes,
of all.
Yes, it is. I mean, you know, everybody's given us money. We've actually raised £23,000 now. We now need to raise another £6,000 for us to enable us to go back to New York and to replace Harvey's legs, because he has had them nearly 8 months and they are now too tight for him, and he can't wear them all the time.
Particularly as he's a grown boy.
Because he's grown now, you know, 8 months, they fitted him wonderfully. Now they're too tight. He's bulging out of them. They're uncomfortable and we need to replace them. If there's anybody out there listening who can help us, please, please, please go onto our website, which is www.harveyparry-appealfund.com, or you know, you can send a check to our address. But we desperately need your help, because we should have returned to New York on the 14th of January, but we hadn't raised the money yet. As I say, we've raised just over £23,000. We now need to raise another £6,000 for us to be able to do this trip. And I'm begging you, if there's anybody out there who's rich or has got the money, help us.
I totally understand what you're going through. I understand it more than you think, because our family was devastated by the exact same thing in terms of my older brother. And he was slightly older than that when he lost his legs. But I do know that quite apart from your desperate appeal now to us, that it changes your life dramatically, not least it changes Harvey's life as well. First of all, how did he cope himself with losing his limbs?
Well, he was quite young at the time. He was 15 months old, so it was a shock to him. And he was on a lot of drugs. He was on morphine for, you know, up until just a few months ago. So, you know, he's just beginning to get off of that and really come back to us and be a little boy. But, you know, it's been a shock to Harvey. It's been a shock for my daughter and my husband and myself. But we've had to be strong for Harvey, because he's alive and we've got to be there for him. And, you know, as far as he's concerned, he's just got to be able to get around and play like any other child. So he's a normal little 3-year-old.
And he is playing like any other child.
You know, at the moment, because he's got legs. But those legs didn't come from the NHS. They came through us buying them. The NHS legs were just no good. They're not of a high component, and they don't have the feasibility and the accuracy that his legs have, what we call they're high-end spec legs, so that they've got knees, they can bend, you know, he can ride his bike, he can go up the slide, you know, he can walk, he can do so many things.
And he's running around just outside the studio.
He's running around just outside there, and if we let him in here in a minute, he'll all come on here and tell you what his legs has done for him. Because you know,
it's like magic.
It is magic.
It's like magic.
It's changed his life and our life.
As I said, you know, we have experience of that in our family, and things weren't as advanced 30 years ago as they are now. So the prosthetics that you're having there belonged really to the Stone Age in comparison to what Harvey, when I went outside to say hello to him, I couldn't believe that he was more physically. I mean, I've got a reason to be knackered, by the way, because I've been out playing football today. But okay. He's got more energy than me. He's running around on those prosthetic limbs of his. And you could almost imagine that he has the full capability of any other 3-year-old.
He does. He does. I mean, there's things that he can't do, and he's a little bit wobbly. But, you know, Harvey spent 2 months in New York learning to walk on those legs. He did an 8-hour program. And now that he's learnt to walk and stand up. It wasn't easy. As I say, if you visit our website, we actually kept a video diary of every single day that Harvey was out in New York learning to walk in these legs and the moment he was fitted. So you people that have made this happen for me, my son and my family, donated money from all over London, you know, especially Wood Green, Camden, Edmonton, Enfield, all these places, the Rotary Club, Raynham School in Edmonton have been our saviour. If it wasn't for them, I don't know what we'd do. The headmistress is always putting on things. At the moment, she's got a black tie dinner event, which is happening on the 21st of March. And if you want to be able to go to that, then you know, you can go on our website and download a flyer for it, and later on I'll give you the number for it too.
Okay.
And that will support Harvey 100%.
Your husband Jonathan's here in the studio with me as well. Really appreciate your coming into the studio. Yeah. I know that you've been having to deal with your son out there as well. He's a handful, as he should be, as any three-year-old should be. You know what they say, generally though, it's going to be harder for the men in a way. When it's your son, your pride and joy, a mother, I'm saying this just what they say, and I know it's not always the case, a mother always loves their child. Is it harder for you as a father to come to terms with what has happened to you, your lives as a family?
Well, it is. It's a devastating thing to see a child pass through the stages of meningitis. It's a horrifying experience.
Of course, and thankfully, is he at least clear of the meningitis now?
He is.
Totally clear then?
Yep.
That is obviously a relief, but...
It is.
This has got to have changed your lives forever, though, because now your son, you are the full-time carers for your son, aren't you?
We are. Yeah.
How different is your life now from what it was before Harvey contracted meningitis?
It's obviously a lot harder now because now he's disabled. So he takes the both of us to organise him and to do things.
Did you have to give up your jobs then as a result of this?
Yes, we both had full-time careers.
And have you come to terms with the fact that that is over for you, for the meanwhile?
Well,
or is it, Carol?
It's on hold until we can find a solution to our problem.
John was a full-time carpenter, and he had his own business. And I ran an education magazine business before this happened. But since the day that Harvey's been ill, none of us have been back to work.
No.
And I've had, you know, a couple of heart attacks. And John's suffered with his nerves, with what's happened to Harvey. And, you know, we're just trying to fight the system. We don't get very much out of the system. We haven't had physiotherapy for our son for over a year. We've got no equipment for our son to use a toilet to access our house or anything like that. Apart from the legs, which is just another thing, you know, the system just doesn't seem to help you. And we're so fed up at the system that we've had to take to the streets. And it's only the British public that have helped us to buy our son's legs. But now that he's outgrown the legs that he's got, we're absolutely desperate to raise the funds to take him back. And
This is a question I'm asking our listeners. Should it be, Carol's saying they're fighting the system, should parents who have been through what both Carol and Jonathan have been through, should they have to fight the system in this way? Should they have to take to the streets to try and raise money for their child's prosthetic limbs? Let me know what you think. 0207-224-2000. We've got Chris in Essex with us. And Chris, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm in Essex Road there. But anyway, no, I just wanted to say, like, what a sincere charity appeal. You know, it's the most sincere charity appeal I've ever heard. You know, you hear these appeals and you think, yeah, you know, whatever. So much stories about corrupt charities and all that. But this one, my goodness, you know, if you had to give any money to anybody, surely you give it to that mum right there on behalf of her own son.
Why?
Well, because you know that it's going to, number one, you know that it's going to the to where it should go to. And number two, a mum pleading for, you know, legs. I mean, goodness me, you know, who could be in any sort of doubt or denial that, you know, that'd be, you know, the right place to give your money.
But is she doing the right thing by going out on the streets and fighting on behalf of her child, or should the system, as Carol put it, be contributing?
Well, I think, yeah, Carol is definitely doing the right thing there, obviously, because the system isn't helping. But should the system be helping? Yeah, I mean, you know, given the ways that the system does help people that perhaps don't deserve it, you know, it's always the case that you get these cases where, you know, this boy should be helped tomorrow, you know, in any way he needs.
Chris, wait till you get to meet the boy. Hopefully we'll have Harvey in before the end of this discussion as well. Thanks very much for the call. Sabine in Greenwich, good evening.
Oh, hello.
Hiya.
Oh, hi.
So you yourself are currently bringing up a disabled child.
Yeah.
How difficult is that?
It's really tough because I got a full-time job and two younger boys. The disabled boy is 11 and the older boys are younger.
How do you cope?
It's really tough because I have to work hard to pay my mortgage and the bills. Yeah.
And what kind of help would you need, or should the authorities provide, the NHS provide, the government provide?
More support. I need more support from the social services, like more hours. I have just 1 hour in the morning, like a nurse coming in the morning to take care of the boy and get him off to school. And £80 a week. Have to pay an extra person to help. And that's it.
Sabine, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. 0207224000. I'd like to take more calls on this and all the other topics on the programme, of course. I should say, Carol, you'd be pleased to hear Jenny in Kilburn is already, I think, keen to donate to the Harvey Parry appeal and wants to know what if people want to send cheques. Is there a postal address or something?
Yep, if you want to send cheques to help us, because as soon as we've raised that £6,000, we'll be on the flight to get Harvey his new set of legs to replace the ones he's got. You can send a cheque payable to the Harvey Parry Appeal Fund, and that's Harvey Parry Appeal Fund, 75 Northern Avenue, that's North and then Urn Avenue, and that's Edmonton, London, N9, North 9, 9QZ. You can also go on our website if you've got access to the internet and make a donation through PayPal, or you can go directly into any Barclays bank and just pay the money into the Harvey Parry Appeal Fund, account number 10628034, sort code 2029 90.
You know that a lot of people, the figures, it's not
I'll
my
tell
best
you what,
thing.
I'll read that again. But
literally, if you go to a bank and you mention a Harvey Parry appeal, they'll be able to find out which appeal that
they
is.
They won't.
Well.
You'll have to give them.
Okay, we'll give them the sort code. I just wanted to find out what day-to-day difficulties. What do you have to go through now with Harvey that you wouldn't have had to go through, or you didn't go through with your older daughter, or you wouldn't have had to go through if he hadn't been in this situation on a day-to-day basis, Jonathan?
He's a normal 3-year-old. He gets up to mischief.
I can see that. I've only met him for a few moments. Yeah, no, yeah, as he should.
Keeps us active. No, that's why that it was imperative that he had the best limbs possible.
Sure, Carol was saying that, for example, if you need to bathe him or so on, you have to go through the process of taking his limbs off and
yes.
bathing him and so on, and going to bed. I imagine every single thing he does demands extra care.
It does, but we don't look at it that way. You know, we're his parents and it has to be done, so it's... it's hard to measure that because it's a normal, everyday thing.
Is there an emotional contribution that you have to make for him on his behalf, though, as well? Has he got to the stage yet of thinking emotionally about his situation?
I think that he does, but he's got a strong personality, and he's coping at the moment.
He's going to need a strong personality.
Yes,
isn't
that's
he?
Right. Yeah,
and I imagine that you'll want him to go to normal schools, and by that I just mean the schools that all the other children with or without disabilities go to.
Yes,
mainstream schools, I should say, more precisely.
Yeah, yeah.
And that will present its own challenges along the way.
Yes, obviously, there would have to be lifts or level access in the school.
Have you had to change your own house in terms of, you know, facilities for him then?
No, because we're in kind of stuck in a no man's land. Since Harvey has been ill, we've had to move into emergency accommodation, and we don't get no unemployment benefit. No, we don't get nothing. Basically, I'm off the state.
So how do you survive then?
By having to beg on the streets. No, basically.
Right, that's for your own survival too.
And the hardest thing of it all is that we've had our son's services cut.
Isn't it possible to be able to carry on your job as a carpenter though?
No, because it's a two-person job, and
of course
my wife has a bad heart.
Yeah,
so it's not possible.
You know, it's a two-person job to bring up one child with or without a disability, and arguably it's a three-person job. You know, if you've got your grandparents around, they could contribute. So I can imagine how difficult it is. What kind of a strain does that put on your relationship?
Well, we love each other, and we've been married for 20 years, so we've been through a lot. We always wanted Harvey, and even though that it's a setback, we're still happy and very proud of him.
Of course, I imagine. I can't, you know, we can only imagine what you have to go through, to be frank, and how we would all individually deal with it as well. And I don't know whether it's the situation that you've been through that makes you even stronger, or whether the strength was there initially, no matter what. Do you know what I mean? The situation Harvey's been through. I'll tell you what, should we invite Harvey in?
Yes.
Because I think the listeners need to meet this young man.
Harvey.
Who has caused some, well, it's like, yeah, there you are, it's you, Harvey. you got a huge smile,
Harvey,
on his face. Let me say, this is the handsomest boy that's walked into my studio,
now,
the handsomest 3-year-old.
Listening to you, you want to say hello to them?
Harvey.
Say hello.
Good to meet you. That's Harvey banging the microphone.
Say hello.
Hello. You're pretending to be shy.
My name's Harvey Barry. Go on, say it.
No, Harvey decides when he wants to speak. Harvey.
Can you say the website for us, Harvey? What's the website? What's the rest of it? You gonna say?
No, I don't believe you. Don't worry, but my daughter was like that when I brought her in. But hang on, Harvey. Harvey, have you enjoyed coming in here? Harvey, he's decided to go out now.
He's gone,
Harvey, he's nice. You can't stop Harvey. I can see Harvey being than a handful. He's decided. He walked out of his own accord out of the studio, opened the door and decided to go somewhere else. It really is a pleasure to have met Harvey today, and both of you as well.
And that's the sort of... Am I on?
Yeah, of course you're on.
That's the sort of thing that I want to continue for my son. Being able to just walk and be free. Because without those legs that he's got on,
he would be
bum shuffling, or he would be in a wheelchair.
My son's
just walked in, walked out, you know.
And
he's got little steps here, and there's doors to go through. It's just so wonderful for him to have that. Because he does have above knee amputations. You people out there listening tonight, please help us. We hope to raise this money to take Harvey back to New York by January the 14th. We didn't.
Okay, just give us the details again, quickly.
Bank account, Barclays, account number 10628034, and that is Harvey Parry Appeal Fund, sort code 202990, or you can send a cheque to Harvey Parry Appeal Fund, 75 Northern Avenue, Edmonton, London, N9 9QZ, or you can just go on the website and you can make a donation through PayPal. Because Harvey Parry Dash Appeal Fund is a lot to remember.com, just remember this: give it up for Harvey.com. It goes to the same website. Give it up for Harvey.com.
Carol and Jonathan Parry, thanks very
much.
Thanks for bringing, Harvey in as well. Appreciate that. Let's get the latest BBC London travel and news now with Charlotte Frank.